Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America. Thank you for joining us on the program today. It's an important book because it's Wrong, Bullies versus Nazis by Lydia Greco. Despite bullying being on the rise all over the world, she feels that too few people want to talk about the subject as if it's taboo. Her book was written as a teaching tool, talking about bullies, comparing their behavior to the Nazi behavior, which she feels is actually the same. Lydia has a master's degree in occupational studies and is a licensed psychiatric technician, now retired from the profession, but still a vocal advocate for those who can't advocate for themselves. She earned her MA degree from the California State University at Long Beach, the author of two other books and articles on different subjects. Lydia Greco, author of Because It's Wrong, Bullies versus Nazis, back with us on This Week in America. Lydia, welcome back to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thanks.
It is always a pleasure to have you here. It is such an important topic, and time will go by way too quickly. Let's jump right into it. In talking about the book, there are so many areas in our lives where we see violence. Violence in the movies comes to mind right away. Does that contribute to bullying, do you think?
Yeah, I think it gives kids permission because they want to be just like that hero that, you know, they're heroes on the TV, on the movies. And they think, if they can do it, I can do it too. So
it's sort of a subtle influence on them, isn't it? It really doesn't say go out and bully somebody, but they see that behavior. It seems to be acceptable in the presentation. And they think maybe that subconsciously they don't understand that it's bad.
Well, I think you're right. Just last week in the news, I don't know if you got the news from California. It was in Newport Beach School District. Kids were playing beer pong, but they had, do you know what beer pong is?
Yes.
Okay, they had a swastika in red cups. And then they did a Heil Hitler. Boy, that school is in an uproar.
I can
and
imagine.
So that district, and so I have one of my mentor that was my professor. I said, Dr. Raya, can you, I call him Ron now. We're on a first name basis. I said, Ron, if I send you a book, can you bring it to the school board? And he goes, send two books. I want one too. And I said, I thought I gave it to you at my mom's funeral. And he said, no, I slipped out, remember? and I said, I don't remember that day at all, to be honest with you.
I can imagine that, yes.
But anyway, the whole school board's in an uproar. So I think he's going to bring my book to the school board and see what they and incorporate this in your curriculum, because he used to be superintendent down there. So,
well, it's an important book, that especially in a situation like that. The book is Because It's Wrong, Bullies versus Nazis. Lydia Greco, our guest on the program, will give you information throughout the program and on the video where you can buy the book. Let's talk about the process of writing the book. Interesting how long it took you to write the book, to do the research and to make the comparisons you do and the messages that you get across in the book. And why did you write it? Were you bullied yourself at some point in your life?
Yeah, I was. I was bullied in elementary school. And all of the state employees are bullied because they tell you 15 minutes before your shift ends that you're going to have to stay and do a whole nother 8 hours. And if you don't stay, you're going to get written up. So that's bullying too. They bully us in every which way with their stupid rules and everything, you know. And then the place isn't in any better shape. As far as I know, there's lots and lots and lots of overtime. So, I mean, if I was in one piece, I'd still be a psych tech and I'd still be doing a lot of overtime, you know, but
yes.
Yeah, I'd still be writing too. I'd still be writing books because I just love to write. I'm going to write a book about my mom and about her journey with Alzheimer's. So that will help some other people. They have discovered the gene that causes Alzheimer's, and you can kill it with diet.
Well, I'll look forward to that book. And the books that you do, the writing that you do, reaching out and helping people, as is the case with your current book, Because It's Wrong, Bullies versus Nazis. I was going to ask about bullying on the job. And again, in that area of subtle bullying, it's not something we normally would say. We think of bullying as something that happens on the playground, that type of thing. But you did see it in the workplace. Do you think it's fairly common in the workplace?
Oh, God, yes, it is. Bosses misuse their power.
Yes.
I have a new book too. And it's the same book, but it's kid friendly. This is the t-shirt.
Okay.
This is actually the t-shirt that I wear. It's my friend Jason Sanchez. He designs the t-shirts. And he's actually got Stop Bullying. That's his. He has this trademarked. And I have this copyrighted. You know.
It works together very nicely in helping to get the message out there. Just a few simple words like that can spark something in somebody to do some good. How do you think your book can help in solving the bullying issues? And again, because of the message, and you've actually seen results where people maybe look at this whole topic in a different way now because of the book.
I per se haven't seen any changes because I am stuck at home with a broken leg, but when I was up north last weekend, and when I was sitting in the airport, a lady said, "God bless you. God bless you for writing that book." It had to be painful because, you know, she went on Amazon and was reading, gives you a sneak peek. And she said, you know, she lives in New Mexico, and she said, "I want you to come to my church and do a book signing at my church." And I'm facing total knee replacement. So my last thing I had planned to do was the LA Times book fair thing. Then I was going to go have surgery, but now I'm going to do the New Mexico thing. But it's going to be a turnaround flight. Or I might just wait until after I can walk and then go and do it then.
Well, it's an important message that you take to people in the book, because it's wrong, Bullies versus Nazis.
Yeah.
Lydia Greco, our guest in the program, her website is LYDIA, and Greco is GREICO.com. The book's available wherever books are sold. Information at Lydia's website. And you can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. One question that comes to mind, and often think about this, do you think bullies are actually aware of their behavior? Do bullies in most cases even know that they're bullying?
Sometimes they do, and sometimes they get off on it. They get off on making people cry, and sometimes they think they're teasing. They're just teasing a person, and it's really bullying. They say, "Oh, I was just teasing," you know, when they get caught. When they weren't, they were bullying the person, and they were purposely bullying. But kids lie, you know. They say all kinds of crap to get out of getting in trouble at school, and they'll say, "Well, they started it," and blah blah blah, you know. And I think that parents need to pay more attention to their kids and raise them better. And because I've gone in the classrooms before, and kids are out of control. They swear at the teacher, and oh my God, if we swore at the teacher, she'd beat the hell out. The teacher would just beat us up, you know? And, you know,
yes.
You know, you just, back in those days, children should be seen and not heard, you know, those days. Today, the kids, they swear at the teachers, they swinging off the rafters. I mean, the school, well, there's too many kids in each classroom to begin with. Shouldn't have been more than 25, and they have 55, 60 kids packed in a classroom. That's enough to make a big mess, you know, and get out of hand real easily.
It's interesting when you talk about the school. Why has it taken so long for schools to recognize that bullying is a problem? And then I guess maybe the second part of that is, have schools actually realized, many of them, that bullying is a problem in their school?
You know, what's made them take notice is kids that have killed themselves at that school from bullying and left a note and say, "I can't stand the bullying anymore, and this is the best way out that I could do." And then, you know, they leave a note, a death note, and they kill themselves. And so I think that's what's making the school aware, which is sad. They should have bullying program, zero tolerance for bullying. I mean, they have a big zero with a cigarette and a vape on, you know, the zero with the thing, the line through it.
Yes.
They should have that for bullying too. You know, zero tolerance for bullying. And there are some schools, I know there's one in Riverside Polytech, they have zero tolerance for bullying. And they're my friend's daughter has a PhD. She has all the at-risk youth, and she does a marvelous job over there. And there's not a problem with bullying over there.
I guess it's all an attitude. And again, it goes back to awareness, which is why your book is so important, because it brings new awareness to the readers, because it's wrong, bullies versus Nazis. We talked about the tendency, maybe I shouldn't say a tendency, but the possibility of a boss bullying, either intentionally or not really understanding what bullying is. Do teachers, can they be bullies as well?
Yeah, that's what the dunce cap does, you know? And when they call, like, say if they have a test and they're handing back the test and they say, Johnny, you got an F. You could have studied a little harder. That's humiliation. That's also a form of bullying.
Lydia Greco, our guest on the program, talking about her book, Because It's Wrong, Bullies versus Nazis. Very thought-provoking as you're going through the book and reading and talking on the program today about these examples. Let's talk about from a victim standpoint. Do victims share a common personality? Is there something, a trait that you see that's common among victims?
Everybody that gets bullied is different, that's for sure. They don't fit in the norm that the bully set, so
yes.
So that they get bullied, and it's not fair. I tell kids, stay true to yourself, you know. Go to class and learn karate or you know, judo or something, and learn to protect yourself. But learn to pick your fights. Don't pick your fights where you're boxed in. And just walk away and make sure that person, because here in California, it's a big problem. They come to school with guns. And so I say, make sure nobody has a piece that they're carrying, because nobody dies on my watch, you know.
Yeah, yes.
You can pick your battles. You can win the battle and lose the war, you know. So to me, you pick your battles. And if you see any kind of firearm or knife or anything, just walk away.
When you see
a big person and walk away.
Yes, yes. If you feel threatened in any way, that's obviously the best approach to that. Time is going by so quickly, as I knew it would. There's so many interesting elements of the topic and in your book. Let's talk a little bit about, as you were writing the book, what challenges did you face in putting the book together? How difficult was it to do this?
It wasn't hard. What I did, Rick, was I wrote an outline, and I wrote the subjects I wanted to cover, and then I put a date that I needed to have that date finished. I needed to have the chapter finished by, and I stuck to it, and I missed a lot of family stuff, you know, because I had to write that. I had God's message to spread, and to me, that's more important than, you know, going to dinner or whatever. You know, who needs it anyway? It's just going to wind up on my butt anyway. So anyway, it was painful. I had to go into counseling because I didn't know anything about the Holocaust. Our you know, in Catholic school, they tell you read the diary of Anne Frank. Well, that doesn't tell you a whole lot, you know, really. It just tells you about one family that was hiding in an attic and the Nazis got them. But to actually see what Hitler did to the Jews, you know, I watched Band of Brothers. There was one Band of Brothers that, when they came and the Americans came and they saw the Jews in the camp, they didn't know what they said, what is this? You know, and they opened it up. They opened the doors. All those Jews came and hugged the American soldiers and kissed them and everything. And And then they had one guy that could speak English or to speak German and translate. And they said, we're Jews. Oh, God, I forgot to shut my phone off. We're not going to listen to that. I don't even know where it is.
Well, I'll let you look for that, and just I'll remind everybody, you're listening to This Week in America. Our guest is Lydia Greco. The book is Because It's Wrong, Bullies Versus Nazis. A couple minutes left in the program. The book's available at her website, lydiagreco.com. I'll give you the spelling on that here in a couple of minutes. In the time remaining, you talk about the book fair. Talk about that, the experience of getting out and promoting the book, possibly going off on a trip here for a book signing. That has to be very rewarding to actually have that interaction and to know the book is out in these various events around the country.
I haven't been to the book fair yet. It's April 15th, 14th and 15th. So I'm really looking forward to that. The LA Times puts it on, and I know they do a big page on each individual, in each author. And I know they do a YouTube interview, and it's a big deal here in California.
That's a major national event too, the LA Book Fair. That's something that people look forward to.
Yeah, and I bought the package from Reader's Magnet. And
I think you'll be impressed with the interaction you get with everybody there. And I wasn't sure whether you had been there last year or not, but it has to be the ultimate to be out and be able to talk about your book and to interview, to interact with all of the fans out there. You mentioned Reader's Magnet. I'll just ask you your opinion, your experiences in working with them. You've worked with them very closely on getting this book out there in places like the book fair. What's that experience been like in working with Reader's Magnet on this project?
Well, I would tell any new writer, Reader's Magnet, you can trust them. All the other ones are a bunch of farces. You know, I mean, you don't know how much money I've wasted on scammers. You know, Reader's Magnet is genuine. We talk 3 to 4 times a week, every single week. And Mario, he's my fulfillment officer, and we have a really good relationship, and they just want to make sure you're okay and you're healthy and, you know, that you're going to be able to be in the book fair and stuff. But we've had that ever since I've signed up with Reader's Magnet. I've had nothing but good things to say about them. They're the bomb. They're awesome.
And very important in getting the word out there. Well, and that's important, the word trust, to be able to turn over the promotional aspect of all of your hard work, everything, all the emotions that you put into the book, and turn them over to somebody that you can trust that will help spread that word and get this very powerful message out to the general public. But just in the minute or so we've got left, you alluded before that you're working on other projects. What are you working on now, and when are we going to have a chance to talk about it next on the program? It is always fun to have you with us.
What am I working on? I am not doing anything. I'm just being a lazy bum. I'm waiting. I'm just signing up for book signings and trying to promote it that way. And I have my website. I put it up on Facebook. I'll put your interview up on Facebook, and everybody will be able to see it. And
I'm sure that you mentioned working the book, The Story of Your Mother, which would be a fascinating read. And I hope you're able to do that, and we have a chance to talk about it. You've done really good work in Because It's Wrong, Bullies Versus Nazis. We can tell your passion for the topic and trying to eliminate bullying just in your voice and during the course of the interview. The author, our guest, is Lydia Greco. That's LYDIAGREICO. Our website is lydiagreco.com. You can go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly to Lydia's website. It is a pleasure having you back with us on the program. It sounds like you've had an exciting month or so coming up here with all these events, including the big event in Los Angeles. A pleasure having you back on the program. Thank you so much. Please stay in touch. Great to have you with us once again.
Thank you, Rick.
It is always fun. The book is Because It's Wrong, Nazis, Bullies versus Nazis. I'll get it right, Because It's Wrong, Bullies versus Nazis. Lydia Greco, the author, her website, lydiagreco.com. And you can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.